case number 223-330.
James?
Yep, right over here, sir.
You may have missed it, sir, but you can remain anonymous. You don't have to, we know your name, but you don't have to say it.
That's his first name.
Okay. Good morning, sir. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, Trooper Edward Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, with Troop F, Connecticut State Police. I'm the resident trooper for Haddam.
Got a lot of Millers here today.
It's
after
the name.
Sir, similar to the last case, you have a felony on your record. Are you aware of that?
1984.
Doesn't matter how old it is, you're federally prohibited from possessing firearms as long as it's there. You could seek a pardon of that. Is it a Connecticut conviction?
Yeah, 279B.
Okay. Yep. So you would need to get that removed from your record in order to obtain a permit.
Now, shouldn't that be abolished? That's...
Felonies don't go away unless you make them go away. Yeah. So there's no law that automatically removes them. There's no time frame. It could be a felony from 1894. It wouldn't make a difference. So your two options are the same as the last gentleman. You can proceed with your case knowing that we'll have to call a vote and deny your appeal, or you can withdraw your appeal.
Because I'm not sure how to go about trying to get that removed.
The Board of Pardons, if they have a website, or there are attorneys that specialize in it that could help you also.
Can I just ask the issuing authority what the actual charge is?
It was a possession of hallucinant and 4 ounces of marijuana.
Yeah,
what's 21A-279 subsection B.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because our document says 14279B, so I'm assuming it's 21A.
Yeah, it's 21.
Okay.
We're just getting clarification. Yeah. That doesn't change anything. So what?
No,
would
that
like
was
to
just
answer?
For the record. This is different.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I should do. I want to try to get. I talked with you the other week.
I don't think I talked to you yet.
Yeah. Sir, you can Google Board of Pardons. There's a link on
our
webpage to the Board of Pardons, or you can speak to an attorney. I've been noticing a lot of signs around the state for attorneys that do pardons.
Okay.
You can look out for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to probably look into.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So what would you like to do today, sir? Would you like to withdraw your case, or would you like to proceed?
Until I do that.
Right. If your case gets removed from your record, the disqualifying nature of that conviction goes away, I suppose. Theoretically, they could bring up the conduct if somebody has a recollection of what happened in 1984.
I was born.
Yeah, I was born too. I was five, so a long time. In other words, I don't think anybody's going to come forward and remember, other than yourself. So, what would you like to do?
Yes, I'll have to control.
All right. The withdrawal is noted at 10:24 a.m. Best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you.